This episode is brought to you by HB London, the premier luggage for pride this way. Visit hblondon.uk to learn more.
Welcome, ladies and gents, and our friends beyond the binary. We're the first ever glow-trotting, visually stimulating podcast on the airwaves. Hello, loves. It's Saraya Vivian. I'm your official tour guide for our new show, Pride This Way, produced by Pillars of Change Media. For years, I've had the best seat in the house for Pride festivals around the world, from Manchester to Maspalomas and everywhere in between, and amplify the real stories that breathe life into Pride. Every stream, every subscriber directly funds our community around the globe. We're not just covering the party, loves. We're paying it forward. There's only one way to see the world. Pride this way.
Is this thing on? Are we live yet?
In this episode of Pride This Way, we're back in Miami Beach with Grand Marshal Dr. Elijah Nicholas, founder of the Global Trans Equity Project, plus drag race all-star Latrice Royale, and Brazilian Latin jazz heartthrob Jay Chris. Big voices, big feelings, and even bigger pride. Miami is not holding back. Part two starts now.
On April 10th, 2026, Pride This Way was in Miami Beach to capture the restoration of the Rainbow Walkway at Loomis Park.
It has been the safest cross street on Ocean Drive for years and years and years. It's been beloved. It's been photographed. It is a part of who we are in Miami Beach. It represents so much about what we love. And last fall, October 2025, our governor in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, ordered it ripped up. And it was. And it was heartbreaking. Any act of joy is an act of resistance. And so I mobilized the forces. My colleagues supported this. I want all of our residents, no matter what their personal preferences are, who they pray to, who they love, what crazy clothes they might want to wear, I want them to feel recognized, respected, seen, valued, and safe.
We had no idea a hate crime was lurking around the corner.
Police say two men were caught vandalizing a Pride bench along Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. Video shows a man on the left appearing to write something and the other man trying to block what's happening. Here's a look at what was written on the bench. We've blurred out the swastika, but you can see the words, Adolf was here.
Across the U.S., white supremacist groups and neo-Nazi extremists have been targeting queer spaces, pride events, and trans communities with harassment, violence, and fear campaigns. That hostility didn't happen in a vacuum. When Donald Trump took office, his administration rolled back hard-won LGBTQ+ protections, zeroing in on trans people, most visibly by trying to bar transgender Americans from serving openly in the military.
We don't want transgender in the military.
We agree, and so we implemented that policy.
That kind of policy isn't just paperwork. It sends a message about who's allowed to exist safely and who isn't.
Welcome back to Pride This Way. I am back, you are back, I am Cece Glitzer, and now we are here at the legendary Twist Nightclub, Miami Beach Pride 2026, and I have the honor now to interview the Grand Marshal of Miami Beach Pride 2026, Dr. Elijah Nicholas.
Happy Pride.
Thank you so much for finding time in this busy weekend to sit down with me a little bit and talk about you.
It is my honor to be here. Thank you for having me. Happy Pride, happy Twist, happy all of the things. I'm excited to chat with you.
You having a good time with us so far?
I'm having an amazing time. The drag show, the drag brunch that we were just at was fabulous, because I haven't been to a drag show in a long time.
Yes.
And so it's good to see all the moves and stuff. And I'm like, can I move like that? Can I do that? So I'll pick up some moves. I'm going to practice them tonight.
Awesome. Let's do it over this weekend.
We should. And we shall.
I do have a couple of questions for you.
Yes.
So first of all, I want to thank you for your service. You served the military as Lieutenant Colonel Nicholas.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your service, for all the good work.
You're welcome.
My question would be, how was it for you to serve in the military and then stop that career and come out as a trans man?
Wow. So I served in the military for 24 years, 10 months, and 8 days.
Wow.
But who's counting? And so I served during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell administration. And it was a really tough time, to be quite honest. I was sharing with someone yesterday that I had a lot of trauma after I came out of the military, because while Don't Ask, Don't Tell benefited us in some ways, the rainbow community, it was also very traumatizing. Okay. And some trauma that I didn't realize until after I came out of the military. I served in the closet as a lesbian at the time. I'm assigned female sex at birth, transitioned to male a few years ago. It was very traumatizing. My time in the military, serving under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I'm sure you started transitioning, or thinking of it at least, while you still were in the military. That must have been.
Yeah, absolutely. And serving as a Black lesbian woman was very challenging.
Yeah.
You know, it's already challenging to be a lesbian.
Yes.
It's equally or doubly as challenging to be a Black woman.
Yes, I hear you wanted to
resume. U.S. military.
That's why you said it earlier off cameras, that in Germany, you felt like American. You were seen as American and you felt as American and not that specific kind of draw that people in the United States put you in.
I was anticipating that they would not be very nice to the soldiers, but I had the complete opposite. They referenced me as an American, not as a Black person, not as African American.
Not as a lesbian. Yeah.
As an American.
Yeah.
And it really was profound for me because I had not experienced that. Interestingly, I had to step outside of America to really be treated as an American.
In Germany, like, we don't have that Black racism. And for us, everyone that's living in the United States is American.
Yes.
Not skin colors, you know. So this is something that I try to explain a lot of people too.
I loved serving in the military. Even with the traumatic experiences that I had. And the military afforded me the opportunity to travel the world and experience things like that.
Yeah.
Had I not been stationed in Germany, I would have never known that was the perception of me, us in America. So it's interesting to have one perception, people perceive you one way in America and then a completely different way outside of America, overseas.
Yeah, it's beautiful actually in the world. So as founder of the Global Trans Equality Project and Grand Marshal of Miami Beach Pride 2026, what does it mean to you to celebrate in Florida, especially here in Florida, with when the state has been ground zero for anti-trans rights?
You say rights.
Protesters calling for a stop to what they say are attacks against the transgender community. The state legislature is considering several bills banning DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. One bill passed a committee this week, preventing local governments from adopting ordinances or spending money to promote preferential or differential treatment.
Well, first of all, let me say, when I got the call, I was like, okay, God, you are really funny. Florida, I love Florida. I come to Florida at least once a year for vacation. I love the beach. I'm a water and earth baby. And so I was, when I got the call, I was kind of like, wait, what? Like, this, I was very surprised, honestly, because I am a servant leader. And so I do this work because it's what I've come to the earth to do. Mm-hmm. And so to be celebrated is like a plus one. That's a bonus.
Yes.
And so what it really means for me is that it is an opportunity for me to elevate my service. Mm. It's an opportunity for me to elevate my advocacy work. It's an opportunity to elevate my activism. Mm. Because while I'm here and I'm having fun and partying is great, I recognize that this is a state where when I go downstairs to go to the bathroom, I'm supposed to go in the women's bathroom.
I recognize that there are certain universities that I go to and I'm not supposed to say diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also recognize that there are veterans, military service members now who are retiring or returning to Florida because they've been discharged, sometimes dishonorably, from the military for being who they are. Mm. So I don't take those things lightly. And while I am absolutely here to celebrate, I am also here to advocate, to be a voice, to listen to the community so that I can then take that information and share it with leadership so that we can get through this and get to a space where I can go to the bathroom of my choice. Yes. You can go to the bathroom of your choice. Yes. Politicians can talk about DEI and celebrate everybody in our full authenticity. That is really what my purpose is.
Who would have thought that in 2025, 2026, we have to do all of this again? All the work we've put in to over the decades, right? This is not the first rodeo our community is taking. Right. This is not the first time we are fighting for, sadly, mostly again, what we have fought already for. But I think the lesson for our community is to come closer together again. And that's what I have witnessed so far.
I completely agree. I think that it's a time for us to really, really realize that it's time to strategize collectively. Yeah. And not in our individual silos.
Yeah. Moving on, you wrote a children's book.
Yes.
Madoodle.
Yes. Yes, Madoodle.
Sorry, English is not my first language.
No, that's okay. It's okay. Everybody pronounces it.
Madoodle.
Yeah.
Madoodle. That's the title of the book.
Yes.
And the book is about a little child,
yes,
that experienced that his auntie is changing into an uncle.
Yes.
So what do you want the readers, most likely children, mm-hmm, to feel or to think when they're finished with the last page of the book?
I wrote Madoodle at the beginning of my transition. Mm-hmm. And what I realized navigating my transition is that my nieces and nephews were and are very innocent. Now, when the adults come into the situation and start imposing the boundaries or the limitations, that's when the children question their innocence. They question that natural, unconditional love. And so I want children to know that you are love. What you're feeling about your auntie or about your uncle, that love is valid.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Because everyone needs to experience that unconditional love, I want to say. And what important to me is that people are accepting each other.
Yeah. I completely agree. Yeah. And I believe we can coexist.
Yes.
Our existence is not, it's not just a cliche. Yeah. Our existence is resistance. And as the senator says so well this morning, we've been here and we're not going anywhere. So I'm excited about being here and not going anywhere. Amazing. With my shirt off.
Please take it off. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for being your true self.
Thank you, sister.
It was a pleasure. Wow.
Wow, likewise.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Nah.
Welcome back to Miami Beach Pride This Way. We're here at Twist with Jay Chris. Jay Chris, welcome.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
You have Brazilian, Peruvian, and gay roots. And in 2020, you stepped away from indie pop to fully embrace your identity as an urban Latin artist. Was there a moment or a catalyst that propelled you to focus on expressing your full identity?
In 2019, I officially came out of the closet because it was always there, but I had to incline myself to it. And then in 2020, I made the ultimate decision to incline myself into more of my Latino roots. I was an indie songwriter and I was a little bit expanded. I was a little bit an artist with a lack of focus, if you will. And so I wanted to focus myself onto my roots.
I love it. And the million sequin question is, what does Miami Pride Beach mean to you?
Miami Beach Pride is sexy, it is energetic, and it is international. I see Miami Beach Pride as one of the happiest prides that I have seen in the world. We have it all here. We have the talent, and we also have the audacity as well to be who we are.
Fantastic. I know you're passionate about Unity Coalition. Can you tell me a little bit more about your role and what that's about?
Yes, it has been wonderful serving Unity Coalition, Coalición Unida. And we have existed ever since 2002 under the leadership of my dear friend Herb Sosa. And we have been serving the queer Latino community, especially in the arts. And we also have focused on, you know, providing services and also providing health resources for the Hispanic, queer, indigenous populations here in South Florida, in Lima, Peru, and also in Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, wow.
And I am part of the board of directors, and it has been a pleasure to serve with the Unity Coalition since 2025.
So tell me more about what it is exactly that you do and your role here, the boots on the ground sort of thing.
So I am here as a volunteer, above all. I, on the board of directors, am making sure that our presidents and our administrators have all of the assistance that they need for our Celebrate Orgullo festival, celebrating the arts and also celebrating community and unity for trans arts, which I have volunteered in Colombia as a performer, making sure that not only I sing correctly, but also that the chairs are mounted correctly, and also that we mount the tables because we need tables to display our wonderful materials, and most of all, you know, elevate the materials and the art of the trans community. And so we are here to make sure that community here in South Florida, in Latin America, is preserved. We also give free HIV testing for those who need it. And we also, you know, help give resources for immigrants who need immigration representation in these times.
So can you speak more on what you're doing to try to overcome the challenges that we have with the current administration? You know, they're trying to block and you're trying to promote. And how do you go about doing that?
So we have promoted several events and organizations like the Miami Gay Chorus. With the Miami Gay Chorus, we made sure that they survived not only post-pandemic, but in these difficult times during this current administration that we are living right now, where the arts are being cut left and right here in this country and also here in Florida as well. And so we want to make sure that programs with communities that are rich and that are artistic, that they survive, and that we just keep the music and the arts and the community going.
So important.
Happy Pride!
We're serving joy and in every time zone.
If you love Miami Beach Pride, now is the moment to put your money where your glitter is. State funding has been slashed, grants have been cut, and the only reason the rainbow keeps marching is because we do. If Pride has ever given you a home, a hug, or a hot date, help us keep it alive. Visit miamibeachpride.com/support-pride/donate and throw a little or a lot of love our way. That's miamibeachpride.com/support-pride/donate, because the world keeps Pride going when the state won't.
Oh, yeah!
Drag is not a crime! Drag is not a crime!
Hi, welcome back to Pride This Way. My name is Jason. I'm sitting here with Miss Loud and in charge, Miss Latrice Royale. Hello, Latrice. Hello. Thank you so much for being here and taking out of your schedule as being Grand Marshal of South Beach Pride. We much appreciate it. I'm very excited.
Of course.
Very excited. I told you my mother's very excited for me to talk to you right now as well. So hilarious. I also want to congratulate you for a new movie coming out. Is this correct?
Yes.
The movie's what? Stop That Train?
Stop That Train in theaters June 12th. It's a hilarious, like, laugh riot, slapstick comedy, very like what we need right now.
The trailer dropped and it's quite good.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
And all the guest stars are like legends, icons of comedy. So you're gonna love it.
Including yourself?
Including myself.
I wholly agree with it. Yeah. Also, congratulations on getting a 2023 Peabody Award.
Well, thank you.
That was for HBO. We're here. Yeah. Exactly. Do you have the actual award?
I have my Critics' Choice Award.
Oh, you got a Critics' Choice. What does that look like?
It's heavy and Dover is a star and not made of chocolate.
Oh. And where is it
very right now? It's on my mantle.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. Yeah, it's so funny. It's always nice to know where those awards are sometimes. You know what I mean? Well, speaking of which, in 2023, you stood at Florida's Capitol building as a keynote speaker rallying against anti-drag legislation. What did it mean for you to like show up and show the community at that moment, at that place, to be like, bam, after all this that's going on? What was that for you?
Well, at that time, it was, I was actually on my first solo produced national tour. And I flew off my tour to make sure that I was there for that march, for the Drag Queen March on Tallahassee, specifically because we have an administration that is trying to erase us. Mm-hmm. And drag has been here since the beginning of time. Let's just be real. And drag queens have always been at the forefront of all the movements and making sure that we are fighting for trans rights,
for sure,
equality, for sure, marriage equality, like all the things. And so it was fitting that I showed up for my community. Not like I live here in Florida. This is my home. And so I'm not going to run away. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to go knock on your door and say, hey, we're not taking this and we're here and we're not going anywhere, you know? And to lump us all in as some kind of like all the things that they were saying, they were making up horrible. The fetishize the sex part of it.
Yeah, the regurgitation is just crazy.
And it's just so stupid because the last thing we do is thinking sexy when we're in all these tights.
You're right.
Foam rubber.
Like, have them do day drag. Right.
See how you feel at a brunch.
See how you feel.
Baby, let's
try it. See.
About that.
It's true. I guess what I'm hearing from you, and I think that's what's important for the children to take away, and what I'm hearing from you, what I admire about it, is you're advocating participation.
100%.
We have to participate.
It's not enough to be online bitching about your problem and not doing nothing. If you're not participating, then what are you doing? It's cute to be online, but that's not good enough to be a keyboard warrior. You have to get in these streets. You have to beat the pavement. That's how we did it back in the day.
Yep.
Before social media. And that's still the way.
Yeah.
That's the only way to show up and show out.
I wholeheartedly agree. So thank you for that. We need to remind people to participate. Absolutely. In life in general.
Absolutely.
And I love you brought up your show because you produced that all yourself. It was 30 cities.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And through you have a talent agency, LRI, am I correct? Right? Yes. Latrice Swerow
Incorporated. And then I have LRI Talent and Management, which is the management portion.
So tell me, like, with that being that business person that you're doing, what's your takeaway with that? What's some advice you can give people about that journey that you're having, about producing your own show and doing
thing? You have to know that if you want something to happen, if you want your dreams to happen, you have to make them happen. No one is sitting around waiting to give you this opportunity or give you X amount of dollars to make your dreams come true. So you invest in yourself and make your dreams come true. And that's what I did. It was a big undertaking. I'm very proud of the undertaking because it showed me that we can do it.
Yeah.
On our own, you know what I mean? And we did, you know, and we touched a lot of lives, you know, and affected a lot of people during that tour at that time, because truly life goes on. So it's a celebration of life.
And you have to keep it going.
And you have to.
Season 4, Miss Congeniality, work. That lip sync for your likes, first and fourth season of All Stars. And my favorite, Drag You.
I wish they would bring that back.
I cried every episode.
So much fun with Drag You.
Drag You was amazing.
It was so great.
Yeah.
It was so great. Yeah. It was a little bit ahead of its time, man. So
it was way ahead of its time.
It was ahead of its time. I think like now, especially, you know, it would be received and be a little bit more successful.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, I literally cried every episode. But it was really love it. But now that you've conquered all of this, both stage and the road, what is next? Is there something that's happening in the background that you can kind of spill some tea on right now?
I mean, nothing that you don't already know. You know, I'm always constantly working on elevating not only my brand, but my career. You know, I still have some unfinished business with Broadway. I have not yet fulfilled all of those dreams, and I want to conquer that as well. And of course, this is my debut on the big screen in theaters. And that is really, ultimately, I love acting. I love voice acting as well. I do voiceover work. I have a series on Nickelodeon right now called The Super Duper Bunny League. It's a children's cartoon. It is absolutely adorable. I voice a bunny named Derek. Derek. He's a big, gray, fuzzy bunny. And it was the most fun and money I've made sitting in my house.
What does Miami Beach Pride mean to you, Latrice?
Well, specifically the fact that I was here year one. So this is year 18 and we have grown. I was here when we were excited that we're going to get 25 to 30,000 attendees. You know, we're like, woo, come on, first year. And now it's over 180,000. So like it has grown substantially. And, you know, Pride for me always is a great time to remind people of why we have to stay.
Yes.
At the forefront and continue to use our voices and continue to vote and continue to rage against this legislation and all the things that they're doing, not trying, that they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're taking away so many rights and so many stupid bills, you know. But this is the reminder of why we fight and why we have to have pride and why we have to gather and rally and remind that we are not going anywhere and
yeah.
we are worthy of happiness.
Yeah, and we do that by participating.
By participating
on the trees.
Get in the street.
You gotta get in the street. Get off your ass and get in the street, right? Get in the streets. Get in the street. Take it to the streets.
Come outside. I know it's hard for some of y'all millennials. Y'all scared of dig outside.
I think the Gen X's are
that could be old.
That's not the words we're using. We're beeping old out.
Okay, season.
Season. Because we're salt and pepper. We might have to say that.
Yeah, well, right now we all calmed up, right?
Thank you. That was really fun.
From the DJ booth to your back pocket, our very own beat goddess, DJ Tracy Young, dropped her brand new single, Back Pocket. Ooh, it's sweaty. It's sexy. It's unapologetically queer. And we're proud to give you a little glimpse of her greatness. Download Back Pocket right now on Spotify or Apple Music. And while you're there, subscribe and listen to Pride This Way so you never miss a beat, a banger, or a bit of our beautiful chaos. Next time, we head inside America's classrooms and campuses, where new rules are erasing LGBTQ+ from assignments and syllabi. In places like Texas Tech, students are being told they can't even write the acronym LGBTQ on any degree culminating research that centers on sexual orientation. From professors, politicians, and students on the front lines of this fight, pushing back against censorship and defending academic freedom, mental health, and the right to exist in the curriculum.
Join us bi-weekly for a new episode.
Pride This Way, serving joy and every time zone.
Subscribe, download, pay it forward.